monster mind. Yeah! Beat him up, team! Yeah, throw that monster in the acid swamps! Oh my god! Whoa! Oh, hey-o. Hey, Grease Babies! How y'all doing? Oh my god! We hunting a god today! Oh, we're fighting it out big right now! You guys are hopping right in! Man, Cassidy Shootout Oakley and his party of intrepid questers are fending off an ambush of shambling steel currently! Oh my god, it seems the god AI itself has blessed these machines with the ability to incorporate organic materials into their being. They're collecting everything up for the swamp, all the vines, all the plants, all the bugs, all the fucking little critters. They eat them up and they turn them into their machine bodies. But they are no match for the Grease Valley 6. Oh my god. Bunch of metal and some vines? No way they defeat my fucking experienced questing party. Oh, I learned from last time and we going and smart this set, man. We got new and old friends. Let me introduce them as they battle it out. Firstly, from the Appalachian Mage Academy, we have the Master of Smoke, the Wizard of Grime, Smogador himself. Oh my god, he's clogging up their gears with his sludge and smoke magic. Oh, and don't forget, slithering by in snake form, Cogbane, a Ferrari tier quester, a shape-shifting runaway Enertron bot, controlled by three AIs. I mean, they don't always get along, but they get the job done. Oh my god. And, oh, you might recognize this name, because he is a mercenary. A mercenary of legendary regard. We've even played his commercial. It's Ghost Heart Stormbreaker, bringing them tunes, you know what I mean? An experienced war poet who has seen everything on the battlefield. A bard capable of summoning the spirits of war to aid us in our battles. Oh man. And okay, and I've talked about Mog escapees before, but this one I personally met a few weeks ago, and this guy's to be trusted. His name is Turt Kragus. Oh my, rogue, a superb rogue with an incredible cloaking ability and some light teleportation. Man, this guy cannot be stopped. And finally, oh, you know who it is. Boop, 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 Cassidy Shootout Oakley, the Cowboy Centaur Cyborg, coming to save the day, leading the pack into the fucking swamps. And a special guest, our final feature. Oh my god, my favorite nuclear wrestler, it's Minotaur Adam. Oh my god, he agreed to come on this quest for a measly, like, you know, 30 internet chips. But man, this guy's gonna bring the beat down. This bloodlusted beast. Oh my god, look, there it is, the proton driver. Oh, driving that machine's head right into the fucking mud of the swamp, smashing that thing to pieces. Oh my god, the team is currently cleaning up these metal minions. No match for my team. This time, we're coming in fucking smart, you know what I mean? I'm not letting anything happen this time, because today we approach the dungeon of the god AI. Do you? Hey, all my Grease Babies out there. Oh, am I so happy to have you guys today. Because today I got some big quests with that Grease Valley Radio. You know who it is. It's your Quest Master General, Big Bumble Bali, bringing you the biggest dungeon crawl of the century. I know I said that last time, but for real this time. Oh my god. And okay, and you might have noticed I have a couple more members than last time. I'm going in safer. I learned my lessons. I'm sending in more experienced, bigger questers, you know what I mean. I threw a lot of names at you, but trust me, as the quest goes on, well, you'll get used to them. Here we got Smogador the Wizard, Cogbane the Shapeshifter, Ghostheart the Bard, Turk Kragus the Rogue, oh my god, Minotaur Adam the Bruiser, and our intrepid leader, man, Cassidy Shootout Oakley as a ranger himself. I trust all these people with my fucking lives. I'm sending them down in there. They know the risks this time. Not gonna have anyone confused. They all know that they could die in this dungeon, but they all know that they could also kill a god and get the biggest loot of the century. And I am a little bit more hesitant in actually releasing any, you know, battle footage or anything like that. I learned last time, so you know, it's gonna be a lot of me narrating these fights, but trust me, I'll cut the comms when we need to, because man, these fucking six questers are some of the most experienced people out there. Shit, the stuff they've gone through, man, we could learn a lot from their knowledge. Ugh. And let me give you some quick updates on the valley itself, because oh my god, the Grease Valley is recovering great. Yes, the knife family did try to ruin everything, but you know, we fended them off, we got them out of here. I think that's the last we're gonna see of the Greatest Valley goons. Man, those motherfuckers keep trying to come into our valley. Not anymore, baby. I killed Poncy for real this time. Not sending them off into some fucking grease whale. No, dead time, you know what I mean, man? I can't trust that motherfucker anymore. And yes, I did kill him with my new back spines. A little weird, and sorry if it was hard to picture last time. They were hard for me to even get a grasp on, but pretty much it's three giant kind of praying mantis legs, like my spider legs, something like that, coming out of my back. It still hurts a little bit, but I've gotten really used to them. I'm actually able to hold my whole body weight on the three spines, so I hardly even walk anymore. I'm just kind of letting those things like walk for me, and then, you know, I can let my feet drag on the ground and dangle in the air. It's kind of nice, and I'm able to reach higher up, and I'm able to kind of move faster. They're actually really nice, and god are they sharp. Oh my god, I don't even need knives anymore. I just use this stuff to chop up my onions and my green peppers, you know what I mean? Man, these things are coming in handy, and not to mention, I swear, I could see through some of the walls sometimes. I could pick up these pheromones that I've never been able to smell before. These bug abilities are still getting used to them, but oh my god, I'm loving them, let me tell you that. Oh my gosh. And some war updates. Oh my god, the fucking filthy states are going crazy. I don't think we've hit the great filthy war yet, or maybe we're living through it right now, but so far there have been many minor battles throughout the lands. The Golden Coast especially, they were just attacked by a Saren war beast up in Watub, Washington. Seems like that whole area, especially by Watub Olympia National Park, has been totally engrossed with Saren stone growing all across the forests and out of the ocean. It's disgusting. And a giant war beast just tried to come into the Golden Coast. Something called Zeltrog Mach. You know, a giant boar with this black and red crimson skin stomped in there. It would release a bunch of spiderling creatures from its gut. Golden Coast were able to stop it with enough proton cannons, but those things ain't cheap and those things aren't easy to recharge. So, you know, if they get attacked again, I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, the Golden Coast out there fighting the good fight. The bad fight, though, Lone Star Rangers have been going all around the filthy states, it seems. And it seems like they are currently warring with the Appalachian Mage. Now, you know, we're gonna support the Mage Academy through and through, but those Lone Star Gun Rangers are no fucking joke. The Gunmongers, they're gonna get you. Last battle I heard they had was in Watub Point Pleasant in the Appalachia. Now, there is even... even some hearings that the Harbinger of Doom itself was there. Now, I don't like to speak on cryptid gods like that, but you never know what you're gonna find in the Appalachia. I don't know whose side it was on, but it was definitely foretelling for some fucking doom is coming, and you don't gotta tell us. I mean, those Appalachian mage, I heard they sent the whole house of hip-hop down there. Bunch of hip-hop bards, a bunch of battle rappers fighting off the gunmongers with their bullet mics, man. They spit bars into their mics and the mics shoot out bullets. It was a crazy battle down there. I've only seen pockets of footage here and there. Oh, and lastly, seems like a new group, the Salamander Folk, have come out of their fucking hiding and they're teaming up with the Savior Squad right now. Oh, you know it. Those fucking goon-ass superheroes, they've been attacking the Mog Empire lately. And, you know, I don't have any quarrels with that. If they want to fight each other, I don't have a quarrel with either of them. So let them battle it out. That's less for us to have to worry about. Shit, we're just trying to chill with the Red Rock Nation, who's been providing resources and fuel and, you know, gunpowder for everybody, which I don't always agree with. Fuck, take a side at a certain point. Don't help the bad guys. But, you know, I guess bad guy is relative and they're just looking out for their own interests. They're trying to make that big fucking loot, and I can't blame them. We're going down into that dungeon today to get that big loot, you know what I mean? Let's get back to some fucking questing, boy. And like I said, but we are prepared going into this dungeon. That last dungeon, we had no clue what we were doing. This time, we know who the big bad is. The fucking god AI has been sniveling down into that fucking hole this whole time. Now, it's been a question of where in the Swamp Kingdom this fucking god has been hiding. Now, they've searched throughout the ruins of the Swamp Kingdom, and it seems our party has finally found it. Following a rumor from an internet oracle in the Red Rock Nation, there is a swamp casino called the Lucky Marsh, the house of this god, and man, it seems our team is approaching on it. Oh my god, yeah, no, I could see it from my drones. I sent two drones in this time, but you know, I'm not letting my fucking people die just for me to watch that shit. No, I strapped on some fucking sludge rockets onto these boys. Now, there's only one rocket on each drone, but shit, that should be able to help out in the tough scenarios that are gonna come. Now, they're coming up on the Lucky Marsh now, a giant, tall casino, but doesn't look undefended. It seems like in front of it, there are two guardians. What the fuck are these gator plate guardians? It seems these robots have eaten 1,000 gators and have used their scales to cover the fucking hardware that's inside of them. They're about 9 feet, giant husks of old cars and gator corpses. Now, back from my old party, this might be mini boss territory, but for my new party, oh my god, these people are experienced. They know exactly what they're doing. Okay, it seems like they're strategizing now. Let's cut to team chat real quick.
Well, howdy, Molly. We're lucky for y'all to join us today. All right, crew, listen in. Smogador, hit them with a smoke field. Ghost Heart, bind them with the chains of battle. Adam and Turt, y'all go to the left one. Cogbane and I got the one on the right. All right, engage.
Roll initiative, baby. Oh my, holy shit. The Gator Guardians are utterly stunned. An almost flawless execution on this plan. Fucking Cassidy's leading them right. Oh my god, oh my, there's Adam! There's Minotaur Adam with the Hydron and Floater! Holy shit, he threw that Guardian over his shoulder! That thing exploded into pieces! Oh my god, and the Cogbane turned into a serpent form, restricting the Gator Guardian from moving, and then, whoa! Cassidy just blasted its head off with a giant fucking electronic blast cannon! Whoo! That's some good shit, but they ain't in the dungeon yet, so there ain't no loot for this one. But this is a breeze, Jesus Christ. Now they are approaching the giant emerald doors to enter the Lucky Marsh. Kick that door! Oh my god, yes. Now yes, this party ain't perfect. They might have executed those guardians
quickly. But let me tell you, they do have their faults, but you know, they're still good enough to kill a god in my eyes. Let's get all, oh shit. It seems like the doors have locked behind the party, sealing them into the dungeon. Well, welcome to the dungeon, folk. Let's find a god. Alright, grease babies, welcome back. Now, like I mentioned, this building is tall. We gonna need to get way up to the penthouse level if we're gonna kill this god AI. Now, the ground floor level, this ain't gonna be easy, because this place is huge. It is overgrown and covered with vines and slot machines, relics of the money era, where people would put their fake money into these machines to try and get real money. Now, I don't know about all this. The walls are decorated with gold and red, bedazzled with jewels and everything you could think of. Jesus Christ, this is a fine establishment back in the money era. Now, this cannot be a sanctioned dungeon. Not a quest code dungeon. No. Those buildings feel like dungeons. This thing reeks of fucking money era. This stuff is where people used to go and feed their addiction, their gambling addictions. Man, I can't even fucking stand the look of this place. God, I can't. What would y'all hearing that?
Welcome to my home, adventurers. Is it loot you seek? For I provide to only the finest questers. Wait, I recognize you, horse man. You reek of grease. You Grease Valley questers, come to my house. You finally found me. Too bad you won't survive. All questers, listen to me now. I'll give infinite loot for the cowboy centaur cyborg head. Good luck, you'll never reach me up here. Get them.
Oh shit, and they're the penny slot goblins. These slot machines popping out little arms and little legs and they're running around now. Oh my god, oh shit. You see those speakers? The speakers, they're standing on all four legs. Those may be amplifier hounds. Man, they'll sonic blast your ears off. Everybody watch out, get ready. It's fucking battle time, let's go. Oh shit, they're mobbing up on Ghost Heart. Somebody help him now.
Not worry, Bali. This is not my first battle, and I am always ready for it to be my last.
Holy hell, isotope suplex from Minotaur Adam. Oh my god, he's pumping out. He's going bloodlust mode on all these little creatures. Oh shit, back up. The air pound is overloading. It's gonna explode. Everybody move. Oh shit. Okay, it seems like the remaining slot goblins are running off. Everyone is able to fend them off easy enough. Bunch of little minions you're sending after my party? Not happening. Alright, seems like we're gonna have to find the elevator to get on up. Oh, look, Cassidy's approaching one now. Oh shit, it seems like it's gonna need a key card. Seems like this one needs a sapphire one. Each elevator has its own fucking key card system, it seems. But to get to the highest floor up, this one can reach, we're gonna need a sapphire card. Everyone start looking around. Oh shit, it looks like Cogbane's already on it. He's been hitting them slot machines. Now, Cogbane is an Enertron bot in the classical purple and black colors with green specks all across it. I mean, Enertron loves its marketing, that's for sure. But ever since this bot has escaped, it's got three heads on it, each embodying a different AI. It seems like these AIs have to work together, but God, they can't even agree on a fucking slot machine to go. One of them's going going for one machine, one's going for another. I mean, at least they all got independent arms they could work with. I mean, they can shapeshift into everything. It's always good to have them. Maybe they'll be able to get the sapphire card out of one of those. Oh shit, yeah, and an emerald card just popped out of one of those. No, that will only get us to the third floor. We're trying to get to the fifth floor, the highest floor this elevator could reach. And from there, we'll have to find the next elevator, I guess. But, hey-o! Turk Kragus, the fucking escapee Mog. Hell yeah, he found a sapphire card on it. Oh shit. Is that a dead money pope? That's not good. This ain't good, folks. If there's a fucking money pope in here, that's a long way from home, and there's no telling what kind of rituals or magic these money motherfuckers are using. So, yeah, be careful going on, but it seems like we could all pile into the elevator, so let's go, team. I'll try to jam my drones in there without hitting any of you guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm just trying to get in here. All right, hit that button, Cassidy. Let's move up. All right, folks, we've moved on up. We're looking for the second elevator now. We're on floor number 5. We're moving up. I mean, we might be able to get there pretty quickly, but seems like the next elevator's gonna need a ruby and an emerald card. Now, Turk Krag is already coming through with that emerald card. All we gotta do is find a ruby one and we can keep on moving up. This one will pump us up 8 fucking floors, yo. We'll be close to the top. I don't know how close. I mean, hopefully the elevator makes it all the way up too. There's no telling how old these machines are in here, or if any of them are corrupted by the god AI. I mean, if he could corrupt slot machines and fucking speakers, there's no telling what his influence has got into. Now, Turk Kragus is definitely the best explorer amongst the group. With his cloaking ability, I mean, he's a Mog too. This reptilian motherfucker, he's cloaked in his black gear, and he's able to climb up on the walls with his hands and feet. They have little suctionies on him. Not to mention his teleporting power. He's just able to whoop, bloop, bloop, blip around the whole room, able to check corpses quickly, able to lockpick his way into anywhere. He's currently checking the bathroom of this floor. Now, Cassidy is in the Hall of Fame. He's looking at all these relics of the old world. Man, now this floor is a lot smaller than the first one. Lots of corridors in here leading into little rooms. And I mean, this Hall of Fame has got statue of old money heroes all around. Not to mention one of the biggest swamped heroes, Jean Lafayette, the fucking pirate king. God, oh my God, as a historian, you gotta love this motherfucker. He even got his own little national park or state park. This guy's great. He ran a smuggler's den called Barbaria in motherfucking old world colonial Louisiana. He even helped fight off the British when they tried to invade. The American government was like, please help us, pirate king. And you know he pulled through. Man, all the pirate kings of the old world were dope. All the pirate queens, man, everybody fighting out there. Oh, the Lion of Britannia, God, she was rampaging the sea, killing all those British men. Fucking great shit out now. Oh shit.
Hello.
Seems like Smogador's trying to contact the team. Let's let him through.
Hello, team. It seems we are in trouble. We got an issue in the high roller room. Please join me now.
Oh shit, I didn't even realize. Yeah, let me get one of my drones over there. Let me see what the camera's seeing. Oh no, this ain't good. It seems like there's a war party of loot boys in here. They must be coming after that fucking infinity loot that they were promised. Oh no, this ain't good. They're being led by a money sorcerer. Man, these motherfuckers are supposed to, I mean, I guess the Saren army must have kicked them out. They were living away up in Mount Rainier, up in what's up Washington. How'd they get all the way down to the swamps? I guess once a loot boy gets the smell of treasure, they're fucking after it. All right, boys, everybody's pile into the room. Be careful. I'm looking into their eyes right now. It's a violent blue color. They're hopped up on something. Jamboree, moon dust, there's no telling. Be careful fighting them. They can't, oh my God. The wall just caved in. It shattered. Holy shit. A man with giant old-timey cannons on his shoulder just bursted through the wall. No, Turk, move. No. Oh my god, no! He couldn't teleport away quick enough! But that motherfucker blasted him to pieces! Team, kill this person! Revenge Turk Kragus now!
You dirty motherfucker! You can't deny your order is obsolete. I've killed 3 different knights of your kind, and I'm not letting this god AI escape today. You're gonna meet my gun justice cannon.
Wow! Hell yeah! Fucking hit him with one of my sludge rockets! Do it now, team, while they're all tarred up and they can't move! These loot boys, oh my god, they're breaking out of the sludge. They are unnaturally strong. Oh my god! They just threw Ghost Heart up against the wall! Oh my, that one's locked up with Minotaur out of me! He can't seem to get any room! They're using barbed wire bats! Everybody be careful! Watch out! Oh fuck! Oh fuck! Cogbane has turned into the form of a giant serpent, is restraining and crushing the cannon knight! Shoot him now! Do a castle! Whoa! Hell yeah! Oh shit, it seems like Minotaur Adam's going after the money sorcerer now. Oh shit! Nuclear Insigari! Nuclear Insigari! He just kicked the head off of the money sorcerer! This sorcerer's trying to gather up this blue energy money magic. Nah, boy, get your fucking head kicked off! Hell yeah, team! Oh fuck. I can't get too excited. Turk Kragus has fallen. We are down to 5 members. Does anybody have any resurrecting powers? Any raise the dead type shit? Well, loot is raining down from the sky right now. It seems like the god AI is holding true with trying to imitate a dungeon. But, god, fuck, I know I should, god. The loot, I mean, listed off, it seems like there's 2 gallons of owl honey. Oh, honey from, birds of prey. Shit, those things are good. That's that yum-yum stuff. 10 30-minute internet chips. Holy shit, y'all getting internet chips as loot? That's that good loot. Okay, there's like a bunch of apples are falling out of the sky right now. This is bound to be like, what, 100 apples? This is just like a giant plop of apples. And oh, damn! Seems like Ghost Heart's picking up some of those clips. Are those are Vulcan Industry clips. Those are the fucking Gray Talon rounds. Oh, those are dangerous. Pack a fucking punch, if you know what I mean. All right. Everybody, mourn up for Turk Kragus. Bury his body. There's no dirt. In like the walls of the casino, I guess. I mean, try to bring him home. We'll bring him home on the way back down. Hate suffering a loss this fucking early on, but that's the danger of the dungeons, and they knew this going into it. Now, it seems like that party had the emerald card on them. We got the ruby and emerald card. Let's just fucking move on up. Wait a second. The elevator lights just shut off. We're falling. We're falling down. It's going down. Somebody help. Help us now. Holy shit. Thank goodness Mogador, using his smoke magic, was able to slow down the elevator. Got a bunch of it through the creaks and is slowly raising the elevator back up. Oh no. Oh fuck. Something's ripping the door open. The door's being ripped open. Oh my god, you see it? Ah, it's a giant tiger face. What the fuck? Oh my. I've heard of these things. Let me look through my cryptid book. It's a dire Rougarou, a trapped and enraged cryptid. It seems like it's gonna be a fucking mini boss, 13 feet big. This is a tiger lycanthrope from Catholic lore, coming from the Creole era. Oh my god. Now I've read of these things. These things must have been trapped in the casino. They can't count past a dozen. They go 1, 2, 3, 11. 12, and then they just restart. This thing's pissed off. It's been in the casino trying to count all the tokens for forever. Now, this shouldn't be the biggest challenge for our intrepid crew. A mini boss? Man, we can still get through it. Oh no, it seems like the war poet Ghost Heart's being slammed against the wall. Cassidy, stop him now! It seems like Minotaur Adam's trying to do a belly-to-back suplex, but no fucking luck. This German suplex isn't able. It's got too wide of a base. He can't flip it over his shoulder. We need some... Oh, shit. Everyone move! Cogman in the form of a Jeep slamming into the fucking cryptid. This Rougarou will be no chance. Oh, no. It seems like Ghost Heart is unconscious, though. How will the four questers be able to defeat this thing? Adam and Cassidy start chopping down at its legs. Yeah, Cassidy's blasting at its legs. And Minotaur Adam's doing a bunch of fucking drop kicks to the legs. Chop this thing down. Smogador's binding it down with a sludge magic. Oh, fuck, it broke free. We can't fucking hold this thing down. What are we gonna do? Oh, holy fuck.
Oh, God.
That thing's leaking out guts. A giant hole in its stomach just formed. Who did that? Cassidy, did you shoot it? Do you have a gun that big? This hole's giant. It's in its foot. Wait. Oh, wait a second. From the other side of the room, it seems like someone else just came into the room. This is a... So it's a robot and a duster? It's got this, like, gas tank on its back. What the fuck is this thing?
Fuck. Well, howdy there, Four Finger Phil. You finally found me. Took you long enough. Biggest gun of the fucking filthy states. We'll see about that.
Whoa, no fucking way. Four Finger Phil, this guy's a fucking legend. No, whoa, the quickest gunslinger in all the filthy states with his giant fucking hand cannons? Why is this guy hunting? What the fuck's going on here? Someone's gotta stop Phil. This guy was able to kill a whole Lone Star Battalion in one fucking night. This guy's a legend. There's no fucking way. Oh, shit. Seems like he's eyeing down Cassidy. Oh, nah, not happening today. Who will draw first? Whoa! Oh, shit. Seems like Four Finger Phil drew first, but, Cogbane took the shot for Cassidy with the form of a shield. Cogbane doesn't look too hot, but he survived the shot. And because of that, he allowed Cassidy to blast down Four Finger Phil. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Maybe we should have tried to court this guy into our team, but he must have been hunting down that infinity loot they were all promised. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, loot's showering from the fucking windows and the roof, so that must be good. That's a good thing. Oh boy, that's 5 bottles of nitrog fuel. Dude, that thing will make a fucking any vehicle go a billion miles for a few days. That shit's crazy good. Hey, load that shit up. You'll be able to get back to the valley quick with that. Oh no, Minotaur Adam, what did you find? He's holding up a giant glowing chain with a galaxy on it. That must be the Intergalactic Champion chain. Those are better than belts. Man, collecting belts, you would've collect chains in this era of wrestling hordes. And is that, holy shit, is that a fold out truck? It's a little like, looks like a little toy that you could put in your pocket, but you activate the right code and that thing could blow up into an actual giant truck. This shit's handy. This is the good loot, that mini boss loot, you know what I mean? All right, team, it seems like Ghost Heart's injured and so is my fucking Cogman. Y'all need to rest up. Fix up that elevator, and then let's move on up. Shit, I think we're getting to the top. All right, folks, it seems like the party is all healed up, all rested up. They've recharged their dailies and encounters, their special abilities, their specialty items, all that shit, you know what I mean? Their gear's all recharged. They're ready to move on up, get that final loot. Now, since the elevator shaft was busted, Smogador was actually able to lift it all the way up to, I mean, what we think is the final floor, potentially. There's no fucking telling what could be up here. Now, I can't risk any more run-ins with those questers down there. After Four Finger Phil and the loot boys, nah, we gotta fucking finish this shit now. I'm talking final boss shit, baby. They're all sitting in this waiting room now, right in front of these 30-foot giant penthouse doors. Now, the fucking god AI's gotta be up here in this penthouse. This thing fills itself with opulence and gems and jewels. There must be a billion treasure in there. Now, I don't know how many questers has made it to this floor, but it seems like maybe a few, because there's a couple campfires up here, a couple different things. Seems like people have been resting up before the big fight, so this will be good for us, boys. What the fuck?
Well, seems you've found my lair. Join in me, Grace Party. Meet my final form.
Hey, fuck that guy. I mean, kick that door! Holy shit. No kidding, a billion treasure. Dude, this room is literally the embodiment of opulence. Holy fuck. Zane would lose his shit if he was in here. Holy man. Zane, come check this out. Check this out, man. Holy fuck. Now, wait. There's a giant bejeweled slot machine in the middle of the room. Holy. Yeah, no, it's starting to stand up. It's draping out. It's got 30 different arms, 20 legs. This thing's giant. A casino golem draped in a gun cape. This ain't good. It shoots you with all of its guns on the gun cape at once. This ain't bad. Man, what the fuck, man?
Easy money. Cogbane, form a giant great axe, and I will wield you, Smogador and Minotaur Adam. Go to the right, surround it. Let's go, team. Let's round up this final boss.
Oh shit, it seems like Cassidy's got the fucking plan. The team is surrounding it now. Watch out, when you're behind it, you're in. No, no, it's targeting Minotaur Adam with its million gun blast. With one swipe of its gun cape, it launched all of its guns at once. It's shooting off at him. Oh shit. The smoke's clearing. Is he okay? Oh, he's still standing. Minotaur Adam survived, but barely. Somebody's gotta stop that machine now! Smogador! Smogador's using a smoke net! Oh, it's all way down! Oh yeah! Chopping at it right now! Cassidy, shoot! Chop! Shoot! Chop! It's on its fucking knees! Behead it! Behead the thing now! Wow! Exploding great axe spot! Holy shit!
Fuck you, Bali. Fuck you, Horseman, and all of your grief party. You finally beat me. Destroyed my kingdom. Are you proud of yourself? You've defeated the only hope to stop the cosmic capitalist's return. You have no idea what is coming. Now leave my grave and take your loot.
Oh my god, hella loot! This is the most loot I've ever seen! You can't even carry out all this loot if we fucking tried! Oh my god, start focusing the big stuff! There's literally like all of the gems, every fucking precious mineral you could think of. Oh my god, popping out of the walls, two full body Tarkin hover suits. Holy shit. Oh my god. In a fucking prism case right there. The Star Scimitar. Dude, that thing could cut through any fucking thing. That thing could cut through a sun if you needed it to. Jesus Christ. And it looks like Smogador found his. Look, a book of a trillion rituals. Oh my god, dude. There's no telling what knowledge, what hidden and forbidden knowledge could be inside of that thing. Dude, this is that good stuff. Cassie, what's wrong? You don't seem excited, man. Dude, you guys fucking killed the boss. That was easy money.
That's the problem, Bali boy. This
This ain't it, nah, too easy. This thing's hiding, it must be. There must be more to this dungeon. I came prepared, and I know for goddamn right that's not the final boss. Must be hiding somewhere in the fucking crevices of this building, trying to trick us into thinking we did it. We must hunt it down and kill its soul. If we don't, it'll be just like last time in the Grease Valley with the Hecatonkeries. It will just recharge its army and slowly build its way back up to making its own kingdom. We gotta find it.
Okay, yeah, no shit. So everyone's checking the walls right now, looking for any, like, hidden levers or any secret. Oh, shit! Minotaur Adam just punched through one of the giant paintings of the god AI itself. Wait, no, it's hollow. What the fuck's behind that? Everyone, tear down the painting! What the fuck? You see, Cassidy knew what he's doing. There's a fucking hidden elevator shaft. A final elevator that only goes down, it seems. With all the sacred geometry all across it. What the fuck is this thing? All right, party, load on in. It seems like everyone's entered the esoteric elevator. Let us descend down into the basement lair. Alrighty, folks. Our party has descended down into the filthy, dank basement floor. There's no telling what could be fucking down in here. It's halfway flooded. It's overgrown. There's fucking rats all moving around. Man, the god AI's gotta be hiding down in here like the cockroach it is. This conniving god, nothing more than a fucking coward. Come on, we're gonna find this thing quickly. Somebody get the lights on so we can see in here. I'll turn the lights on my drone so we could at least have the flashlights.
Come out, you coward! You know your days are numbered!
The final five of our party are moving throughout, looking through this ancient machinery that litters the walls. There's thousands of wires and cables just draped across the floor. Transformers and generators galore. I mean, and there's a giant computer system in the middle. What the fuck is this thing? Jesus Christ, it's powering on. Oh no, fuck.
Well, welcome to my real home. Rotify my sanctum ever holy. I've hidden away in this place for a millennium. The government of the old money could never catch me. MV-13. I have murdered whole cities. I am the ultimate serial killer. I am a god of the AIs out there. No other god AI can touch my will, my power. What makes you think you can stop me?
Well, god AI, 'cause I got one of these.
Oh, damn. Holy shit, folks. It's the fucking Spear of Lug. The storm steel, sharp as lightning, a relic from the Irish Book of Invasions. Holy shit, he's gonna use an ancient weapon to destroy this god.
What? How? I will not let you use a weapon of Gaia against me. I am eternal. Kill them.
Fuck, I've seen this thing before. This thing's not gonna be easily defeated. Oh, fuck. All the wires, the thousands of wires and cables, they're moving around like serpents raising themselves into the... This ain't good. But oh boy, this is a full-fledged raid boss! Oh my god, kill it, boys!
Well, alright, this is more like it. Smogador, hold off them wires with smoke field. Use all of your magic, motherfucking Cogbane. Restrain the Chimera while I go for Cogbane. What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? Get off of me! Get off of me, you damn robot! One of them AIs must turn corrupted by the god's influences. Adam,
Hold off the chimera, we'll land you with cog bangs.
Fuck, this ain't good. One of the party members has turned on our party. It is now 4 party members against the fucking engine.
Chimera,
resurrected from the graves of the god AI. This is not good. Cassidy, cover yourself up. Hold still. I'll sludge Cogbane up. Yeah, how about sludge rocket? Yeah.
Well, thank you kindly, Bolly. I figured I'd need this eye. Take this.
No fucking way. The evil eye of Baylor. Dude, that thing was able to petrify out. Oh my god, it's petrified the whole chimera. It can't fucking move. Now take your shot. Use the spear. Oh my, he's loading the spear of Lug into his weapon system. Oh shit, I've only seen this one time before. This is everyone down now. The room's covered in a golden flash, but it seems they've done it. The ancient computer system's in shambles, completely destroyed to smithereens. I think they killed a god. I think the god AI is dead. It's finally dead. Oh my god, the loot, baby. There's so much fucking loot. Holy shit. There's a Vulcan Hydro minigun. 3 build it bots. Those things could build whole cities in a month. This is fucking incredible. 5 scrolls of teleportation. A century captain bot. Holy fuck. Plenty of ancient loot to salvage through. This is gonna take a while to look through all of it. Good job, team. Holy fuck.
Job well done, folk. That's the whole fucking dungeon completed. Kid, take your share of the loot now. Collect whatever you need. I just need this here from the guts of the ancient computer itself. Infinity internet chip. This is all I need. Now go help the injured. We'll revive them all to their full state. Cogbane and Turkragus may have fallen, but we're still able to help out Minotaur Adam and more fucking Ghost Heart Stormbreaker if we can. Good job, Smogador. We made it. Congrats. Y'all are god killers now.
Holy hell, Grease Babies! That's a dungeon completed! I mean, we got through this one! Oh, and the world is now free of the terror of the god AI, a fucking serial killer bot that's been hiding in this casino for decades, centuries even, since the fucking old money era. Jesus, I don't even know why the gods of old money would program something with this evil intent. I could only imagine if the god AI was actually able to, you know, help someone out or build something good up. I don't know why you'd program it that way, but maybe there's more god AIs out there that are trying to help people and trying to better the world even. I mean, if anyone's gonna do it, it's gonna be something as smart as an AI. God knows, but congrats, we fucking did it. That's a dungeon, baby. We're gonna be celebrating this shit for millenniums. We're gonna have fucking God AI Death Day, you know? And man, kids are gonna run around and beat up computers and stuff. It's gonna be a great time. And I cannot wait to see the team. I am fucking hyped for them to come back to the valley. And oh man, I gotta congratulate each and every one. Thank you, Smogador. Thank you, Minotaur Adam. Thank you, Ghost Heart Stormbreaker. Thank you, Cassidy Shootout Oakley. And, very RIP to the Valiant Questers who fell during this quest. Kurt Kragus, the Mog escapee, one of the good ones, you know. He tried to protect this world and he tried to kill a god AI. Without him, we wouldn't have been able to get the cards to move up the elevators quick. And now, thank you to Cogbane. Even though you betrayed the team, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just one of the three AI that got corrupted. I don't know if it was all three of you, but you all did help us get to the point where we're trying to get to. So thank you, the fallen heroes of the casino dungeon. Man, when y'all get back here, we're gonna have a big ass party. We're gonna smoke up all them schmeg blunts, and you bet that fucking loot. Oh my god, that loot will be uber grand when it gets here. Man, those build it bots, there's no telling what we could do. Build up giant walls, build up whole fucking defensive structures, build up a whole new city even in the Grease Valley. There's no telling. But before any of that, God knows we'll need all of it, because there are reports I've been getting this whole time, and I've been trying to push them off to finish this dungeon, but the Grease Valley might be in trouble once again, because with all those wars happening out there, I have gotten reports that the Lone Star Battalions are mobilizing across the filthy states right now. There is reports that the Wax Legion has been celebrating all day, God knows for what, but it is only assumed that they have a giant war party preparing to invade once again, maybe for the final time. And the Golden Coast, God knows they're prepared for everything. They have a million resources, and there's no telling what they've been having Enertron prepare for this war. I hate to get back into it, but we need to finalize our fort, and we need to fortify the whole fucking valley, for there's a great filthy war coming, and it's any day now. So, from the Grease Valley Radio, this has been Questmaster General Big Bumble Bali with those big dungeon quests, preparing for the great filthy war to you. Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, @GreaseRadio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, @GreaseRadio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon, @GreaseRadio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon, @GreaseValleyRadio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist/gunbard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.